Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes,
awesome. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Did y'all have breakfast? Good morning.
Good morning.
Here we go. And what do we say today?
Happy Sabbath.
There you go. Say that louder.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, everybody. Good job. All right, today I have a very nice story for y'all. Okay, and this story can be found in the book of Genesis. Do you know where the book of Genesis is in the Bible? Where?
Old Testament.
Old Testament. You know, the book of Genesis is the first book in the Bible. All right, and this story is in chapter 11. Okay, now I'm going to show you some pictures and I want you to tell me if you're familiar with the story. Just look at the picture. Have you heard the story before?
Oh, yes. It's
the story. You know it very well. Okay, okay. Luis, I gotta tell a story, man. Thank you. He sure knows the story very well. Probably better than me. All right. Okay, I'm gonna tell you the story. It says, years after the flood. Do you remember the flood? You remember Miss Jenny's story? Yes, with Noah and his family. What did Noah do?
He built an ark.
He built an ark, right? Yes, so we know the story of Noah. So look what happens after. Years after the flood, when Noah and his family settled down and had more children, they began to move from place to place. When they reached the land of Babylon, what's the name of the land?
Babylon,
good job. They decided to settle there and build a tower so high. You know what a tower is?
It's
like a tall building, right? So they decided to build a tower so high that it could reach the sky, and they even thought they could reach heaven. Can you believe that? That's crazy, right? The hearts of the people were very proud. Can you give me your proud face? Like, give me your proud face. All right. Okay. So they were so proud. They thought, look what they thought. They thought that they could be better than God. Do you believe that? These people. Well, that pride was not good in the eyes of God. So when he saw what the people were doing, he became very angry. Can you give me your angry face? That's good. Now imagine how angry was God. You know what God did? He actually decided to put a stop to their construction of this big tower by making sure that nobody could understand each other. Exactly right. Yes, so he pretty much gave each and every single person there a different language. God made sure that people could not speak to each other in a matter where they could understand, all right? So, you know what happens? When people try to communicate, it turned into a whole babble of confused voices. Now, Luis, I want you to say, ciao.
Ciao?
I want you to say, hola.
Hola.
I want you to say, obrigado.
Obrigado.
Do y'all know what y'all say? Can you imagine all these people trying? Probably you're saying hi, or maybe you're saying thank you, or maybe you're saying goodbye. Huh? How about that? Can you say journey? Can you say merci?
Merci.
Oh my goodness, look at that. That's beautiful French right there. So imagine all these people trying to talk to each other, but they cannot understand each other. So they cannot communicate. It turned into a whole babble of confused voices. Soon, everyone who spoke the same language left the city together. And in this way, they spread out across the world, taking their different languages with them. This is why the tower is known as the Babel Tower, right? Or the Tower of Babel. Now, do you think it is correct to feel that you could be better than God? No. How did God feel? Do you think he was happy? No. What did the story say? He was what?
Mad
and angry, right? So you see, Who's our almighty king? God. And we always have to remember that, correct? Yes? Okay. Now, the pride of the people of Babylon led to their downfall. They wanted to be like God. We must humble ourselves before the Lord. Do you know what humble means? You don't know what humble means? It means to leave your pride away and recognize who is the actual king, who has control. And that, as we all know, is who?
God.
God. Good job. Who would like to do our closing prayer? There we go. Come on, Luis. We all bow our heads, fold our hands. Remember what Pastor told you? Very good. And Luis is going to do our prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our church. I hope every time someone gives us children's story, I hope we learn something about you or another story during Bible time. Also know that nobody's greater than you. You are the true king. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Good job, boys. Thank you.